6:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop track from the has-beens, should-have-beens, what it could is, and never were. It's from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be slinging a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs for the next 2 hours. And of course, unless you live under a rock, the great Charles Edward Anderson Berry died Saturday evening. There will be a tribute. I'll play some original cuts, and I will play a lot of covers, including some by those cover bands from Kent and Liverpool and the Knight of Muswell Hill. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Locally, 781-350-3264 if you want to touch base. Don't know if you'll get to your request this week, but because you know how it is. Well, let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
We'll be right back. This is DJ Lounge Laura Taylor of WMNF Tampa Community Conscious Radio. When I get desperate, I turn to Alex on The Desperate Hours on WMFO.
Oh, yeah, it's 6:14 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yes, we have a new backing track, a band called Mercy, and a track called Fireball. Believe it or not, this is the B-side to the soft rock classic, Love Can Make You Happy. Originally came out on the Sunday label, 1968. I got off the compilation, Buzz, 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 Volume 2. Came out on Cheap Cheap, which is part of Arf, Arf. Yeah. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the evening. Heard Chuck Berry, track originally released in Europe in 1966. I got off the much heralded compilation, came out in the mid-80s, The Great 28. I Want to Be a Driver. For that, the Kinks, channeling Beautiful Delilah, came out in 1965 on the Reprise label on the LP, You Really Got Me. The Beatles recorded the live at the BBC in February of 1964, the March of 1964, I believe. Or maybe before then, I don't know. But I got off the Best Of thingy, all live performances, live at the BBC. Came out on Capitol about 22, 23 years ago. And then we kicked it off with Chuck Berry in The Promised Land, a single released on Chess in 1964. Yeah. Anyway, there's a bunch of covers, a bunch of originals. We're going to get to them. And then throw the other usual flotsam and jetsam in there. Now, you know, if you want to be a star, be the idol of handfuls and handfuls of people, all you got to do is make an ID for me, a bumper. You know, all you got to do is mention your name, your claim to fame, lack thereof, your general geographic area, and also mention the Desperate Hours, Alex, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations. Make a WAV or an MP3 out of an email at thecoffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. I know I asked for these about probably for like the going on 3 years now. And everybody's too bashful. I mean, I guess I get the occasional compliment, and that should be enough, but I think it'd be neat. And that's why I keep saying it. I think it's a great idea, even if you don't. Let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
Desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Well, arrested on the charges of unemployment, he was sitting on the witness stand. The judge's wife called up the district attorney, said, free that brown-eyed man. You want your job, you better free that brown-eyed man. And now beautiful daughter couldn't make up her mind between a doctor and a lawyer man. Her mother said, darling, go out and find yourself a brown-eyed handsome man, just like your daddy, a brown-eyed handsome man. Beautiful lass, she held the world in the palm of her hands. But she lost both her arms in a wrestling match to win a brown-eyed handsome man. She fought and won herself a brown-eyed handsome man. I was flying across the desert in a TWA. I saw a woman walking across the sand. She'd walked 30 miles in a route to Bombay to meet a brown-eyed handsome man. Her destination was a brown-eyed handsome man. It was a brown-eyed handsome man that won the game. It was a brown-eyed handsome man. It was a brown-eyed handsome man. It was a brown-eyed handsome man.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Well, I
6:30 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford. The station wants you to know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.aahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, yeah, we finally got to a song that Chuck Berry did not record or write or perform or write. Heard a band called the Chantels from 1961 on the Carlton label, and Well, I Told You. For that, two versions of Brown Eyed Handsome Man. Wanda Jackson from 1961, originally released on the Capitol label. I got off the Best Of thing called Queen of Rockabilly. Came out on Ace of 2000. Buddy Holly and the Crickets before that, from their 20 Golden Greats Best Of thing. He came out in the early 80s on MCA. Released posthumously on Coral in 1963. And I do believe it was a B-side to something recorded like shortly before his death. Anyway, then we kicked it off with Our Little Rendezvous by the Siddos, band from Denmark. Got off the compilation Viking Beat. It was originally released on the Sonnet label in Denmark in 1965. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. If you want to touch bass, throw me off my rhythm. If you want to make a request for next week, fine. But the best way to get a hold of me between shows, I have an email. Those of you who've been listening to me for 20 years or more, and you can go email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Or if you're on social media, admit it, you are. You can go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. And you can PM me over there. That would be the best way. That would be the preferred method. Oh, unless I forget, I was told about an event. It's coming up. Liars, Black Souls, Cal Cali Band at Once Ballroom. That's going to be on way out there on May 27th of 2017. Once Ballroom, 156 Highland Ave in Somerville. Doors open at 7:30. And I'll be plugging that from here, here and there between now and then. Coming up is the At Once Ballroom will be the Boston Rock and Roll Rumble, starting the first weekend of April. Daddy's Little Girl will be on the job. And I may even make it to a couple of nights. Brian Wilson will be at the Lynn Auditorium with Al Jardine. And I got my tickets months ago. So that's a treat. And Blondie Chaplin, too. And that's another one. That's April 28th or 29th. Lynn Auditorium. Anyway. I just realized I don't have anything queued up. Hold on. Don't go away. These are the Desperate Hours. at 6:35 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours, and here are the Stones.
JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
Around, call him Tiger, call him Tiger.
I mean a 389 old Super Tuner.
I have an old jalopy and it's losing all the joint. Well, it really needs a muffler, not to mention all the frozen points. Well, it sure is a mover when I hit my overdrive. The speed of my per hour is nearly 35. And that old spark plugging, road hugging, candy apple chugging, lugging buggy is my pride and joy. Well, I drove it to the fairgrounds and I raised up a ton of dust just to move the modulopy cooter in the racer bus. But when the race got started, the people stood up and cheered. But all the other drivers just laughed at me and sneered. But that old spark plugging, road hugging, candy apple chugging, lugging buggy was my pride and joy. Clutch a catch him and I stomp my overdrive. And I pull right out around him and looky, look, I'm alive. Well, they thought they all could pass me, but my buggy really smoked. The closer on my tail, the more I never choke. And that old spark plugging, road hugging, candy apple chugging, lugging buggy with my pride and joy. My pride and joy. My pride and joy. It's my pride and joy. It is my pride and joy.
Thunderbird 40. Dudenville was a real small town, had 100. chewing 9 acres of ground. Some stool pigeon put the sheriff wise, told him park down in Doodenville and catch him guys. Sheriff laid low, half hid in the weed. Park for 8 days, didn't nobody speed. All of a sudden, dust rose on the road, said, here come the Jaguar and Thunderbird Pro. Slow down, little Jaguar. Thunderbird boat. Sheriff double clutch second, put him in third, took right out after Jaguar and Thunderbird. He knew he'd get a bonus and a big fat fine if he caught him before he crossed that county line. Sheriff never drove his car 100 flat, but if he aimed to get him, he had to do more than that. Crest of the hill, he's about a yard behind, there wasn't but 2 more miles to the county line. Slow down, little Jaguar, keep cool, little Thunderbird boat. Old Sheriff was counting on it down the grade, with the tailwind pushing, he had it made. Thunderbird saw the sheriff gain his speed and waved goodbye, Jaguar. Jaguar say you ain't won the race yet. Pull back around the bird like a sable jet. Sheriff front bumper was a yard behind when the T-Bird Jaguar crossed the line. Slow down, little Jaguar, keep cool, little Thunderbird boy. Slow down, little Jaguar, keep cool, little Thunderbird boy. Slow down, little Jaguar, keep cool, little Thunderbird boy. Slow down, little Jaguar, keep cool, little Thunderbird boy.
At 6:48 Eastern Time, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway. Let me tell you quick what I just played, then we'll get right back into it. Get ourselves past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Just heard Chuck Berry and Jaguar and Thunderbird. I don't know when that was originally released. I got off Chuck Berry's Golden Decade Volume 2. It came out in Chess in the early 70s. For that, the Fender Benders, a.k.a. Link Wray, did Drag Strip. I got off a compilation, Hot Rod Rumble. Came out on Buffalo Bop. One of, I don't know, about 70 volumes of that. It was originally released on the Vermilion label in 1964. Before that, the Grand Prix did Candy Apple Buggy. I got off the compilation Hot Rod City. Came out in 1995 on Sundays. It was a re-release of the Vault compilation of the same name. Came out in 1963. And then before that, the Tigers did a promo for the Pontiac GTO, which originally got released on the Colpix label, 1965. And Gito Tiger. Those are going out to my close friend and musical associate, John, with his wife, Heidi Lee, host a show called In the Red on WNMC. You can get that over the web, those of you who are living here in Boston or places that aren't in Traverse City, Michigan, on WNMC.org. So check it out. It's on Friday. They host it every other Friday evening from 11 to 2 Eastern time. And they're going to be ripping you a fresh one tomorrow night. Anyway, before the Tigers, you heard the Rolling Stones kick off that set with their version of Talking About You. It was on the LP, December's Children. Okay. As I mentioned, this next set will take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Not sure if there will be a show following mine, because this week is spring break. I thought last week was. His number one son was on break last week. Of course, he spent it working, which is the way I used to spend spring break. Whatever. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.